Former President Jacob Zuma took the stand for the first time today at the State Capture Commission. For the best part of 2 hours, he was given latitude to speak to his affidavit and to provide what he considered to be an important backdrop before being willing to take questions from the evidence leaders. He said he feels that there's been a conspiracy to bring him down, talked about attempts on his life, and indicated that he had been pushed to the edge by even some of his comrades in the ANC movement, and that he had the ability to be nasty and basically spill the beans on people. He named former Minister Nwako Ramahlodi as a spy, which Ramahlodi quickly dismissed, challenging Mr. Zuma to a lie detector test for both of them, as he claims that, in fact, Mr. Zuma is the spy. Watching the proceedings for us today was my colleague Barbara Kirsten. She's a MoneyWeb contributor. Thanks very much for joining us, Barbara. A very colourful day indeed. What essentially did Mr. Zuma share about his relationship with the Guptas, who are basically fingered as being at the centre of state capture?
Well, you know, he actually said that the Guptas had met Mbeki before him and that he was introduced to him, to the Guptas, and they were very nice, and they were business people, and they were ANC members, and they were comrades. And as far as he was concerned, he was merely carrying on the relationship that the Guptas had with the previous two presidents.
Mm. So it's very interesting that President Zuma, or former President Zuma, admitted that he was the one who made the suggestion to the Guptas that they set up a newspaper to counter what he perceived to be a generally negative media landscape. And on top of that, it seemed he also had a hand in naming the title as well.
Yes, he said it was his idea to come up with a new age, and the Guptas thought that was a great idea. He went on about how the media was biased and they only saw negativity, and there was, you know, there was time to have another voice. He did speak about progressives who had tried to start previous progressive newspapers, but they hadn't worked. But the Guptas were very keen and thought it was a great idea, and so they started the New Age.
Interestingly, also the ANN7 as well was his idea.
Exactly. He saw once the newspaper was doing so well. Of course, people would wonder, did it do that well? But anyway, they thought that the newspaper was very successful. And the Gupta said, yes, they would introduce the TV station.
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Zuma warned the commission that he's not going to be shy in naming names in wrongdoings because he's fed up of some of his colleagues using his name to cast aspersions against him. Apart from accusing Mr. Ramahlodi of being a spy, who else did he finger?
Well, he didn't name any people in being spies except for, I think, Ramahlodi.
It seemed that the crux of what Mr. Zuma was communicating is that he feels that there's always been a campaign against him to get rid of him, etc. Did you get a sense of where that came from?
To me, he lapsed into absolute paranoia, conspiracy theories. What I found interesting, he seemed to be reading off a script, and that was very tightly written out, and he was doing very well. But then every now and then, he would sit back, look up at the ceiling, and give vent to his feelings. And then I felt he actually went off script. And I'm sure the lawyers will find that interesting, because by going off script, by not naming people, but by alleging a whole lot of things, you have people trying to poison him, people trying to bury him, people trying to kill him. I mean, I'm just surprised that in a country where so many people are, well, can I say successfully murdered, that he wasn't, you know. So one does wonder if all these foreign intelligence agencies were trying to get him, well, what happened? But that will be interesting, because he didn't name anyone. And I'm sure he'll be asked to give proof and to actually name these organizations. And apparently, he also mentioned local organizations, and that they, you know, that the ANC has been infiltrated by spies and they're being led by handlers. But I'm sure he's going to have to provide proof of that. He did say he knows the spies.
Right. So when the commission resumed after lunch, there seemed to be a little bit of argy-bargy between Mr. Zuma's legal team and Justice Zondo himself. What was the issue there?
Well, there's a legal team they have now, Advocate Sikakani, and then there was Advocate
Dan Muncher.
Yes. Yes. And apparently they're no longer acting, but they were supposed to have submitted files to the commission, but the files hadn't yet been submitted. So I'm not sure what happened there. To me, it was merely a delaying tactic.
Right. So where to next? You know, we know that proceedings concluded today. Is Mr. Zuma expected to reappear anytime soon?
Oh, yes. He's going to be there the whole week,
okay,
as far as I understand. But I mean, it was... towards the end of the afternoon, you could hear the singing, the swelling of the singing. So obviously his supporters had arrived from all over. Apparently buses came up from Natal.
Yes.
And then Mr. Zuma asked leave to go and wash his hands. And so it was close to 4 o'clock, and Judge Zondo said, well, they can adjourn for the day. And then outside, you know, were all his supporters standing in front of a huge ANC banner saying unbroken. And then just before I left, he had just started addressing the crowd. Quite a lot of supporters. They weren't there this morning, but obviously they had been bussed in.
Hmm. Obviously, you left before there was any interaction between the evidence leader and Mr. Zuma. But what can we expect for the rest of the week? What will the evidence leader be looking at?
Well, there were six witnesses who had implicated Zuma when they gave testimony. So now they will, so I'm sure that the evidence leader will be cross-questioning Zuma on what they'd said.
Yes.
But then, of course, yes, and whether Zuma will then be given leave to cross-appeal. And again, that's a whole legal thing where, you know, to be able to cross-question a witness, you need to give the grounds as to why you want to cross-question.
Mm-hmm. That was Barbara Kirsten. She's a MoneyWeb contributor.